The Traveler's Journal, October 5th, observing that two rights can't be wrong. Fallingwater, the magnificent, harmonious country home that Frank Lloyd Wright designed for department store owner Edgar Kaufman, has been labeled the most important building of the last century. Cantilevered over Bear Run, a creek in the Laurel Highlands of southwest Pennsylvania, Fallingwater has attracted admiring visitors from around the world. That's especially true in this season, when autumn's colors transform the forested hillsides into bright tartans. But most Fallingwater pilgrims come and go without seeing all the right stuff the area has to offer. Only 5 miles away is another residential masterpiece of the great American architect. Sited on the brow of Kentuck Knob, a rocky hill high over the Occoquan River Valley, the house was built by the Hagen family, who were friends of the Kaufmans. The plans Wright produced are a pure expression of the Usonian principles he espoused for the final 25 years of his life. Built around a hexagonal grid courtyard, the single-story three-bedroom home is a superbly crafted execution of Wright's vision, though he was willing to bend his vision a bit to accommodate the Hagens, as well as the good advice of Herman Meyer, the local contractor who built the house. The Hagens moved into the house in 1956 and lived in and loved it for 4 decades. Kentuck Knob's present owners are Lord and Lady Palumbo, English art and architecture patrons who purchased it in 1995. In addition to restoring and refurbishing the house and grounds to its designer's vision, they've opened Kentuck Knob for public tours and appreciation. For details, check our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.